about her life, with the dogs being the center point, but it's a lot more than that. It really is a hard to put down book, well written, really enjoyable, whether you love dogs or not, and especially if you love dogs. This is a wonderful book, and I want to welcome Linda Gray Sexton to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing real well, and even better since you've complimented me and my book so nicely. What a great beginning.
Well, it's a great book. It really is hard to put down because it is. Look, first, I love dogs, and it's wonderful. So I love that you made them the center point. But it's more than that. It's about your life. It's really poignantly written. And, you know, you get to learn so much about you through the dogs, through your life, and how they kind of go on your journey with you. You know, they are your constant companion through life. As we know, things happen in life and goes ups and down, but they are always constant. And it's always Dalmatians, right?
Well, for me, it's always been Dalmatians. And the book, of course, has Dalmatians as its centerpiece. But I like to say that just as Marley and Me, which was a fabulous book, was a book about a golden retriever, the book was not only for golden retriever lovers, it was for dog lovers. Mm. So this book is for dog lovers and for people who also like memoir, which is, yeah, you know, the story of a life.
Yeah.
And this one happens to be told with dogs as the pivotal point.
Yeah. Now, let me say, your mother was the poet Anne Sexton, and that relates somehow in the story as well. That's part of who you are. That your story almost intertwines with hers, I think. There's certainly things that do that as I read it. And she brought the dogs, and your parents brought the dogs into your life when you were about 10 years old, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
correct. We got our first dog right about then, and then we had a progression of dogs, including a litter,
mm-hmm,
which was born one snowy winter morning. Sounds like the same kind of weather you're having today.
Yeah, exactly. Very Boston.
Yeah, very Boston, in the Boston area. And that was a transforming experience for the whole family. My mother, who was a quite depressed person, mm-hmm, and suicidal from time to time, looked at this birth happening before her, became totally transfixed, went right upstairs, wrote a fabulous poem called Live, and that became the centerpiece for her volume Live or Die, which won the Pulitzer in 1967.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that began for me. You know, we felt that the puppies had brought life to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that from that point forward, dogs meant life to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always owned a dog, except for a brief gap when I was end of my teenage college years and didn't have the appropriate housing for a dog.
Right.
But apart from that, I've always had a dog.
You know, I woke up this morning with my little dog, Simba, and he sleeps in the bed by my feet, and he's such a good dog, I mean, with my husband and I. And he's, you know, I just adore him, and the first thing we do is cuddle in the morning before we get out of bed, and I couldn't help but think of Gulliver,
yeah,
because that dog was such a, I mean, I so could relate to him in reading your book. Now, he was a dog who he died when he was about 13, but he was, I mean, it's hard to say because I've also owned dogs all my life. It's hard to say which one is your most favorite, but he certainly stood out, didn't he?
Yeah, he really, I like to say he was the dog of my heart.
Mm.
And yeah, he really does stand out. He was definitely the most, I love all my dogs, and I have another dog now to whom I'm very close, Cody, who's at the very end of the book. But Gulliver was a dog who stood by me through thick and thin. When I got depressed after, mm-hmm, my husband left me and divorced me, he lay on the bed beside me and licked away every tear, mm, and accepted me for who I was, depressed as I was, made no judgments, just gave me love, 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 and steady support.
Mm.
And I think, you know, you just don't get that.
No.
Very often that's unusual. Although dogs love us unconditionally, some dogs are exceptional, and he,
yeah,
is exceptional.
Yeah, there's no question. And you mentioned as you went through a depression, now your mother, who, as you said, was a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, Anne Sexton, who eventually committed suicide, and you talk about that. You've written other books. You've written four novels and two memoirs, and you've talked about Half in Love, Surviving the Legacy of Suicide. So part of your book does talk about your depression and what you have been through and how the dogs kind of, I can't say saved you, but they certainly anchored you.
Yeah.
And how important they were for you. Is this something that, is there any studies that talk about that pets can be our friend at terrible times of depression?
Well, I don't know specifically about studies, but there are lots of articles written on it, because as I did my, you know, research for the book and the due diligence, and as I continue, I write a newsletter now every week that you can get to on my website if you'd like to subscribe.
By the way, your website is on the show's website with shannonscorner.com, so anybody listening can just go there, and there's a hot link to you.
Okay, that's great. It's Linda Gray with an A, sexton.com, real easy to remember.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, I think that it is an established fact at this point that dogs help us through these tough times because of the unconditional love they give, the patience they have with us, all these things that the people around us may not have. You know, people try hard, but they have their own issues, and they can't necessarily be there for you every moment, but your dog can.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. And as you say, that unconditional love. Now, I'm looking at the book. It's a beautifully done book. Bespotted, My Family's Love Affair with 38 Dalmatians. That is big, 38 Dalmatians. That's a lot. Why? I mean, I said this in the beginning, it's Dalmatians. That's your dog of choice. It could be Golden Retrievers. It could be whatever. But what are so wonderful about Dalmatians? Is there anything that sets them apart that we who don't own Dalmatians and might be thinking about it should know?
Well, they're very energetic, very loving, companionable. They follow you from room to room, which can be good and bad. Sometimes it's annoying. You get up to walk into one room to get something quickly, and they're at your heels. They love to cuddle at night in front of the TV. I have one dog who actually watches the TV. They're very lively. They have a good sense of humor and like to do funny stuff. They do need a certain amount of exercise, but they're not, you know, the kind of high-exercise dog that needs to be walked 3 miles a day or something. I just turn mine loose in the backyard, and they fool around back there, and that's enough. I never walk them. So, I would just say they're really fun-loving dogs. Mm-hmm. They're not quite as, calm as a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. They're more lively than that, but they're not as high energy as, a Vizsla or something might be. So, you know, they fall somewhere in between, and they just, I don't know how else to describe them. They're great dogs, but I think probably everybody feels that way about their own
breed. It's true. It's true.
You know, or their own mix. It doesn't even have to be a particular breed. It can be a mix. The point is, it's a dog.
It's a dog, right. And when you love a dog, boy, you know what it's like. If you're a dog owner, I'm a dog owner, always have been. I'm a dog lover. There's something about dogs that I just don't know cats, so I can't talk against them, but I just don't have any experience with them. And so therefore, I'm not necessarily a cat lover. But Dalmatians always seem to be a family-friendly pet, a children's favorite. You know, they're always written up in children's books, and there's something about them that's just, you know, kids just get very excited about a Dalmatian. So.
Right, they do. It's true. Whenever I take mine for walks, we draw clusters of people with kids who want to pet them, and my dogs are just great with kids, and I think most Dals are great with kids. Little, tiny kids, it's a little harder because if they're the same size as the dog and the dog is exuberant, as they usually are, and want to give kisses, and they can knock the little ones over in their enthusiasm.
Well, that's true with every dog.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and every dog of a size, that's true. I mean, I've had many size dogs, even big mastiffs, and, you know, at every size they can do that, so you have to be certainly aware of that. But this is a wonderful book. This is more than about dogs, but if you love dogs, this is everything about dogs. So you've got everything here, and it's beautifully written. I mean, it really is truly hard to put down. It's a very poignant, very well-written book that really gets to the heart, and certainly gets to the heart of a dog lover. But Spotted, My Family's Love Affair with 38 Dalmatians. Linda Gray Sexton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Shannon. It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, everything is on Shannon's Corner. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about questers, taking chances in life, and why it can make you better. So stay where you are. We'll be back here on WTBQ in just a few.